Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chains.
Here are your hosts, Kathy Kay and Tommy.
Hey, welcome to Strictly Anonymous Podcast. It's Kathy. If you want to follow the show on Twitter, follow at Strict Anonymous, or you can follow me on Twitter. I think I tweet more on there. It's at Cartoon Therapy. I'm not so great at my social media, keeping it up. Like my Facebook is Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you listen to the show and you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe and write a review. I love getting reviews, especially if they're good. I don't think we have many bad reviews. I think maybe we have one. If you post it in a country other than the United States, I don't see it. But still write it anyway. And if you want to send me an email and say, give me the heads up of what country it's in that I could go read it, that'd be great. Because I like to know where they're from. I have a bunch of them that are it like registers that they're there. I just don't know where they're from. Anyway, so, you know, subscribe to my podcast, write a review. Before I get into what I'm going to talk about on the show today, I've already done the podcast, so I know who's on. I just want to talk about my last podcast because I think that I was like totally taken by that guy. You know, after I got off the call, I always send an email to everybody that I just spoke with saying, like, thanks for being on the show. You did great, blah, blah, blah. And the guy responded like, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was really turned on while I was talking to you. And I was like, all of a sudden, it just totally hit me that this kid had called in not because he wanted to know those like totally normal questions. Like, because remember, he was like asking the last podcast, he was asking these totally like, these totally very normal questions about sex that I was like, I couldn't believe he didn't know these things, but I believed that he didn't know them, but I couldn't believe it. Do you know what I mean? But I think that really what he was doing was totally pulling my chain. Like, I think he knew exactly what he was. He didn't really need to know those basic things. He was just getting me to talk about sex because he was aroused. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm the biggest asshole. I was totally taken by this kid. And I thought, here I am talking to like the nicest, most naive caller I've had yet. You know, it was so vanilla. And he was asking such basic things. It was very, I kind of couldn't believe it. But like I said, I believed it. And I gave him like, I really talked to him seriously. And I think the whole time I was like being such an asshole because I didn't really get what he was doing. He was just basically keeping me on the phone talking about sex so he could get a Woody. And I don't know if it was as obvious. I'm assuming it was obvious to everyone except me, right? Like, I think I was the only one not in on that joke. And because once he sent me that email, I thought back to everything that went down on the call. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm such an asshole. I got totally played, totally taken. You know, if he was here, I'd high five him. I like to be taken. I like to be made a fool of. I love when somebody is one step ahead of me because normally that doesn't really happen. I normally know what the fuck is going on. And when I don't, I just think it's hilarious. And I got to give that little kid credit because I think that's what he was doing. And, you know, whatever. He won. One for whatever his name was. Zero for me. But on this call, I have a guy who's, you know, he's not lying. He's not pulling anyone's chain. He's got some really interesting stories to tell. His name is Mike from Pennsylvania. He sent me an email. It was basically like, I have a really hot girlfriend, but I love cock. And I have to say, he uses that word cock a lot. It's not my preferred word for the male genitalia. I prefer ween or something less sexual, but he uses the word cock and he loves to use it. He got a taste of it when he was younger. It was like a secret thing. He's very bi. He's not gay. He has relationships with women. He was married for 25 years. He's with a girlfriend now, but he totally gets it on with guys on the side. He lost his virginity to a dude when he was very young, like in a bathroom stall experience. He talks a lot about bathrooms and stalls and what happens in those bathrooms and stuff. And then, you know, he tells a lot of other stories about a lot of interesting things, things with neighbors, things with on Craigslist. And he basically, like I said, lives a secret life. And he did. When I got off the phone with him, I sent him an email and said, oh, thanks. And he's like, oh, I was very turned on talking about it. But he didn't say it in the same way the kid did. It was like more like it was the first time he really sort of talked about what he does on the side because it's like a private thing that he does. No one knows about. And that's what I love doing my show because I get people like that like literally it's their first time being able to sort of air out their dirty laundry and talk about what they did. And I think some people are just like, he said, I wasn't looking for advice. He's just looking to, you know, talk about his stuff. And, He's a really interesting guy with an interesting story. And so stay tuned. I'll be right back on with Mike from Pennsylvania.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.
Hey, Mike, you're on the Strictly Anonymous podcast with Kathy. How are you?
Good, Kathy. How are you doing today?
Good. Mike from Pennsylvania. I know you wanted to know, I know you asked me in your email if you could be graphic. You could totally be graphic on my podcast. You know, you could curse. I'm very potty mouth, though. I work on that. But I think, like, my callers like all the sex stuff. I mean, I know that what you're calling in about is you said that, I mean, you didn't give me much information. You just said that you have, like, a really hot girlfriend, but every now and then you fool around with guys. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
And so let me just get, like, your regular stats first. So how old are you and how old is your girl that you're dating? And how long you guys been dating for?
I'm 48. She's 38. We've been dating, like, 4 years. I've been divorced probably, like, I've been separated, like, six. Been divorced probably two.
And when did you have your first experience with a dude?
Actually, years ago when I was, like, 14.
When you were 14?
Yeah.
Like, before you... And when did you lose your virginity with women?
Probably, like, 16, maybe. 16? Yeah, because I was driving my car, so I was 16, yeah.
So you lost your virginity to a guy before you did with a woman. And what happened at 14? Like, was it, like a rape scenario, or was it mutual?
No, actually, 14, you just... starting to, you know, figure out, you know, you're playing with yourself, you know, you're coming, it's fucking new, feels good. And then, anyway, I was working at this restaurant. It was like a hot shops type of thing, and it had I was just working there, and I was like a busboy and stuff, and you know, it was like a main level, then downstairs there was some bathrooms and stuff, and I had to clean the bathrooms at night, and then, you know, yeah, I didn't know anything about it. Anyway, so I started going down there, and I quickly realized there was more going on down there than met the eye. So
in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, like people were getting it on.
Yeah, I mean, it was real cool and stuff. But people getting blowjobs left and right, and I quickly learned that I was whacking off 2-3 times a day anyway, so. I quickly found another way that, you know, felt amazing, and I just closed my eyes, and that's how it started.
But like, walk me through that, like, time where you're, like, downstairs cleaning the toilets, you're 14 years old. Fred, you ever had, like, gay fantasies before that? Like, you're jerking off all the time, right? You're like, what are you thinking of? Like, are you thinking of chicks? Are you thinking of dudes?
Oh, yeah, totally girls, for sure.
Girls, so never a guy, like, that you never thought.
Yeah, never a guy. It wasn't really about that. It was more just, you know, about getting off, you know. I didn't care. Using my hand, and I now I had this, you know, wonderful feeling of, you know, a mouth on my cock, first thing.
Right, but how did that mouth wind up on your cock? Like, okay, so you're downstairs cleaning the bathroom. You're 14. I don't even think it's legal to work at that point, but you're working. And how do you figure out that? Or was it all, like, guy-on-guy action in those bathrooms down there?
Yeah, I mean, by cleaning the things, and, you know, you saw stuff on the walls, you know, like, basically just sitting there, like, or, you know, there was, like, a... You sit down and you tap your foot, and that was like a signal that you wanted a blowjob. And so I did that, when I wasn't working, I just go in there, like, on my off times, and, you know, I tried that tap and foot thing, and then there was, you know, hand would come down on the side of the stall, and he would just, like, kneel down underneath of it, and then,
you know, someone
would, and then, you know, someone would start, you know, sucking you off, you know.
But how did you figure it out? Were you cleaning one day and you? I still can't figure that out. Were you cleaning one day and you saw somebody else getting a blowjob from another guy? Like, how did you know about the tapping and all that shit?
Well, like I said, it was written on the wall in there. You know?
Oh, it was written on the wall. And what kind of restaurant again was this?
It was just like a diner type of like a hot shop, like that, like a buffet, you know, like, you know, mean, it was just a typical, normal place to eat, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Actually, it was like lunch and dinner.
Right, but so downstairs, though, like nobody else knew this, but downstairs, like the busboys, the cooks, the waiters, like everyone's fucking blowing each other down there.
Well, no, it wasn't like everyone, but it was going on. It was happening. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was discreet. It wasn't like, you know, if you went down and you had to use the restroom, I mean, it was, you weren't seeing it. I mean, it was, sometimes you were, but I mean, you know, it was, usually somebody was, if there's more than a couple people in there after I started seeing it, you know, someone usually wants the door. You know?
Interesting. And would you know who's blowing you, or is it like a glory hole thing where you have no clue?
Yeah, well, and we didn't even have a glory hole at that point, but we didn't have a clue. No.
You didn't have a clue? Oh,
no.
Interesting. So you just knelt down one day, let someone blow you. You knew it was a dude?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
And you didn't care because you're like, it's whatever. It's getting you off. It's better than your hands.
Right, because, you know, I was doing it 2-3 times a day anyway. You know, but that age, you're so young, you know.
Right. And did you tell anybody ever about that experience?
Never. You're the first person that ever.
Right. I could imagine. No, listen, you know, it's so sort of accepted that women could be with other women. So I think, like, you know, women will admit and cop to stuff like that all the time. But it's so not accepted for guys that I think that there's a lot more guys out there like you, like, honestly, that are leading like these sort of secret double lives and they don't tell anybody because it's very taboo. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, and it's weird because it's like I would never. I only let people blow me. I wouldn't suck anybody. You know, actually, I did do one person, and I actually think it was a friend of mine. You know?
Oh yeah, we'll get to that one because that's like one of my next questions. But so you don't consider? Let me ask you this though: do you? Because I've asked other people on the call this, like other guys that have been with other guys. Like, do you consider yourself bi? Like.
I mean, I guess, you know, now I do. Back then, I didn't, you know. I love being with a woman now. I mean, there's nothing better than, you know.
Right, like, you love tits and ass and all that stuff. You go down on girls, like, you like that all of it.
I mean, to me, my girlfriend's got the sweetest taste in pussy and smelling pussy. Oh, it's just amazing. But, you know, I mean, after I've had cock, I mean, I want cock, you know.
You like that too, but let me ask: yeah. Have you ever been fucked in the ass, or do you just do blowjobs?
Well, I mean, I it's progressed to that.
Of course,
you know?
Right. Well, so let's get back. So you're 14. You're getting blown at this place. Like, I guess, like, you were excited to go to work. Like, that's actually a good.
Oh yeah, like, and I would go up there. It was in like a mall, you know. So I mean, being in the mall, there's like an entrance up at the top, so you could just go down in there into the bathroom. You know, even on my days off, I was going up there because it was, you know, like I said, it was someone blowing me.
So apparently everybody that lived in that area that was by, like, if you lived in that underground world, like, you knew about this place, right? It wasn't just workers. It was, like, anybody that was tapped into it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. And I'm sure there's a lot of places like that.
And it still exists to this day. You know, I mean, not that particular place. That place is gone. But
places like that, right?
Oh, I mean, all the time. It's happening today.
Yeah, that's why I do my podcast, because I find it so fascinating. I think it's really interesting that this is the kind of shit that sort of goes down. You know, nobody really talks about it. I mean, all the stuff that people call in about, you know?
It happens all the time, and it's still the same code. If you're sitting in a bathroom stall, you see someone tap their foot, they do it like 3 times. They put it up next to their sign, tap it 3 times. That means that, you know, you want cock, you know, or you're, you know.
Right, that's like the universal "I want cock" symbol. It doesn't really happen. I wonder if that goes down in like the bisexual women's world. I don't think so. But wait, so now you're 14. You're doing it in that area, right? Like, so how do you start to go? Like, I mean, eventually you're like you're.
I mean, I could have been. I was probably 15. I wasn't 14. You know?
Okay, whatever. Around 15, that age, you're very young.
Yeah. I was able to drive.
But then how did you start getting, like, action with dudes? Because eventually you start hooking up with girls, too, right? And you're dating women. Were you confused about, like, your, like, was it confusing to you? Or did you sort of know, like, was it cool with you? Like, were you like, am I gay? Like, did you wonder whether you were gay or not?
No, because I didn't really think. I mean, like I said, I know I love being with a woman. I don't consider myself gay at all. But, you know, I mean, maybe I am, but, you know.
No, I think that the difference, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong about this, because like I said, I say on my podcast, I give unprofessional advice, right? I'm no therapist or anything. I don't read up on anything, really, so I don't really know. But I think that, you know, bisexuals are people that like are, you know, physically attracted to both sexes. And sometimes there's different degrees of it. You know what I mean? Sometimes someone has a little attraction to one, but much more to another. But, you know, it's like, to me, it's whoever you actually get emotionally attached to and who you could like fall in love with. Like, you know what I mean? If that was like guys for you, then you'd be more gay. But those, that's like, yeah, in your life, you fall in love with women, right?
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, the only thing, you know, I mean, I fall in love with a nice cock, but, you know,
not the dude. You're not cuddling on the couch watching a movie with a guy.
Right. But, you know, I'm definitely working on the meat if it's there, you know?
Right. So how does it transition that, like, how do you, like, get the balls, like, to go outside of that bathroom and then start getting it on with guys in your regular life? And did you just start continuing to, like, keep, an ongoing secret life with guys on the side?
Yeah, I mean, I never really had any, every now and then, I'd have a girlfriend, and then, just because guys give the best blowjobs. There's hands down better blowjobs than any girl can ever give.
Oh, my God.
And, straight up, and like I said, it just felt so fucking good to get it done. And I never really did it, except for that one time when I knew it was my friend in the same place where it started for me. And he was young too. And but you know, it was just weird. That was the only one I ever did until recently, and I started doing it. And
what do you mean that was the only time you? Oh, you only did it when you were younger, and then you just started doing it again.
Yeah, I mean, like I never really sucked cock till recently, you know, the past couple of years, and I've really found myself really enjoying it, and I just
so you
nice.
And your friend, you blew your friend once,
but he didn't know it was me. He did the same thing probably. He had put his cock underneath the thing, and I blew him. And
how did you know it was your friend?
I looked up, you know, when he rolled out, and it looked like him. You know, I'm pretty sure. I'm 80% sure it was him. You know?
Right, interesting. But you guys never discussed it or anything.
Never. I mean, he didn't. I don't think he even saw me. You know what I mean?
Right. So after that, you continue to date girls. You fuck girls like you're, and you don't blow anybody or have any guy experiences until you're like in your 40s again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every now and then I would go and get blown. You know, because like I said, there's always some place if you're looking at your brain.
But how do you find these places?
Like I said, they're, you know, every mall has them. There, you can go to the bathroom. Bathrooms are cruising spots. You can go to like parks, state parks.
Really? It just exists.
I mean,
like
you just drive and just, you know, see some guy looking, just sit down. Everybody knows what's up, you know.
Okay, so when was the first time that you had I mean, I guess it's recently, right, that you're dating? Or did you do guys when you were married? How long were you married for?
Probably 22 years, maybe, I guess.
Really? Do you have kids?
Three
kids. And so when you were married for 25 years, did you get it on with guys through that experience? Like, did you blow guy or get blown?
Yeah, I mean, a couple times. Not that often, you know.
Right. Did you cheat on her with women? Were you faithful? Like, what's your deal?
Once or twice.
That's not bad, actually.
You know?
Yeah, so you were pretty monogamous for 25 years with your wife, with both men
and
women.
Just, you know, to be honest with you, I think everybody just gets tired of fucking the same thing. And I hate to say it, but, you know.
No, totally. That's why I'm surprised that you only cheated on her a couple times for 25 years. That's a long time to be with the same person.
Yeah. And then, you know, when we started getting separated, you know, that's when my, you know, kind of hooked up with my neighbor. And that's when I really started getting into it. So.
Who's your neighbor? How did you hook up with your neighbor? A man or a woman?
It was a guy.
So how'd that happen?
Well, this is like when I was still married. And then, so anyway, like, my wife and his wife were, you know, friends. And they were away at the beach or something. And I was at his house and we were getting all fucked up or something. And, I don't know, I ended up just passing out on his couch. And then I woke up and, you know, he was blowing me.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, you know, he had moved in, like, you know, a couple years after, you know, a couple years before this. So I didn't really know him prior to this, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, what are you doing? You know, and he goes, just close your eyes. And I pretend I never had it happen, but I had it happen, you know.
Right.
And then I was like, all right. So I did anyway. So now he says, it's your turn. And then he had the most beautiful, biggest fucking cock I've ever seen.
Right.
And at first I was like, wow. I mean, I was just like amazed. And anyway, so, you know, so I did him, and you know, I found myself loving it.
Blowing him, he, like blowing him, right.
Yeah, blowing him, and then, you know, you know, eventually, you know, got into where, you know, he was fucking me, and he actually even had me fancy him. He dressed up in my wife's clothes sometimes for him, so.
And you guys did that?
Oh, yeah, I did that. I was getting fucked by him a couple times a week.
Oh, my God. And where would you guys fuck when, and where were your wives at the time that you guys were screwing?
Well, they worked, and we would go, we'd always go somewhere, you know what I mean? I mean, he fucked me. I could feel his cock in me for like 2 days later, man.
Because he was that big and you loved it.
Oh, it was just amazing. And, I mean, at first he said, you know, that I had to break my ass in with a dildo because, you know, I wouldn't be able to take him. But, so, you know, that's what I did. And then the rest was history.
Okay, but wait. So you guys get it on that one day, and then you guys continue to hang out like as couples with each other and your wives, and you guys are sneaking off every now and then and having full on sex. Good news! Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Yeah, like I said, we'll go out to get some beer or something, and I'll be, you know, I'm definitely doing his cock, you know.
Right.
And then I definitely, sometimes we pull over and we lived out in the country.
Right. So you would do it in the car and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I said or anywhere he said, you know, whatever that cock told me to do, I was gonna do it. I was just loving it.
Right. And did you fuck him in the ass too?
No.
No? You weren't into that. Like, what do they call that? Like, that means you're a bottom. You're not a top.
Yeah, I'm more of a bottom. I mean, you know, he taught me how to like deep throat him and stuff. But he has like a 9x7 inch cock.
Oh
beautiful.
My God, 9 inches? That's very long.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to take it all. I mean, he taught me how to do it. And,
he taught you how to deep throat.
Yeah, yeah.
And he deep throat you?
Yeah, he would suck me off too. But I'm not that big. You know.
Okay, is he black?
No, he's white, and I would only go out with white guys myself. That's much my preference.
Let me ask you this. I always ask all my callers on a scale of 1 to 10 what they rate themselves. Like, because I don't know who you are. I don't care who you are, but I just always wonder. Like, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you rate yourself?
What would I rate myself? Yeah. I'd say I'm a 7.5, 8.
7.5, 8. And was this guy hot? Or it's more about, like, for a guy, it's more about, like, the size of his cock that you're into?
I definitely like a nice cock, and I really haven't considered myself sucking a lot of cocks because I haven't.
Yeah, but this guy and you were really getting on. I mean, how did you get into the dressing up in the wife's clothes, like your wife's clothes?
He wanted me to do that, so I was in there. I had to do it, what he wanted because I wanted his cock, you know.
Right. So what did you wear? I mean, how many times did you... I just want to get a visual.
No, I mean, whatever. I would just do whatever he told me to do. But, at least, usually a couple times a month he'd have me dress up, I'd have to put on, like, garters and, like, stockings and, like, stuff like that, you know. And I had these leather boots.
Leather boots?
And I'm a tall guy. I'm a masculine dude. I mean, no one have any idea that I like something.
That's what. Yeah, no, that's what I always. I mean, thought.
You know,
yeah,
I'm a like... very, very masculine guy, I wouldn't, but I love it. You know.
No, I think that there's a lot of guys like that that people have no clue.
It's just amazing. I just got to work on swallowing. That's really.
You don't like to swallow?
Well, I mean, I like it sitting in my mouth, but I'm just, I don't know. I'm just not there yet.
So what do? You spit it out?
Yeah, spit it out. I mean, I eat my own cum, but that's just what I do.
Interesting. You know, I'm sitting there picturing that you're like wearing like dresses and shit, but no, it was like more like the undergarments is what he wanted you to wear as far as the female stuff.
He wanted me to be his dirty whore, you know?
Interesting. But he never wanted to get like, were you the one that was like anti getting on top of him and screwing him, or did he want it and you just didn't want to, or he was cool with just being the top?
Oh, no, he just wanted to be the top, and I was cool with that, you know what I mean?
Right.
This, you know, when I saw his cock, you know, like I said, I never really sucked cock for it, you know?
Just that one friend of yours.
Yeah, I know, it was years ago, you know?
Right.
And it was, the guy didn't even know I did it, so right. Really, he didn't know I was his friend, but, you know, I mean, I was just mesmerized by his cock, and it was just amazing, and I was just like, you know, I was just like hooked, you know?
Yeah, well, let me ask you. I mean, that whole time that you weren't, like, really getting it on with dudes and stuff, were you, when you were jerking off, you know, when you were not with a girl and just, were you getting off to fantasies about being with guys? Like, was that building up inside of you that you knew you'd go back to it?
No, actually, and sometimes I would go see, like, I would go to, answer an ad or something, like, on it wasn't Craigslist, but something similar back in the day. Like, some odd dominatrix girls that, you know, fuck me with like strap-ons and stuff, you know.
Oh, right. So you get off that way. Yeah. What do you look on Craigslist right now for? Are you looking for dudes?
Sometimes if I want, you know, I mean, you know, like actually I blew this guy this morning. So yeah.
You blew someone this morning from Craigslist?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, the bi guys and the gay guys are the only ones that are hooking up on Craigslist. I feel so sorry for the straight guys that call me up and they're on Craigslist looking for girls. Like, that's not on there. But dudes are on there, right? Like, you get action from other guys on Craigslist, right?
Yeah, and it was cool because, you know, this guy wanted, you know, they showed a picture, he wanted it quick. And I did this. I like doing this, like, anonymous shit. So I, like, blindfolded myself.
You what?
So I blindfolded myself and... You know, told him that that's what was going to happen. Just to come in and then I'd be blindfolded upstairs, and that way I didn't have to see him. I just had his, you know, he just fed me his cock, you know.
Interesting. And would you do this in a hotel or do you live separately?
No, I've done it in my house. I don't usually do that, but, you know, I was in the mirror for something like that. So.
And you don't live with your girl, I guess.
No, I live by myself, and my girlfriend lives probably like 5 minutes from me.
Like, as a woman, I'd be so afraid if I was blindfolded and, like, that some guy would be walking in with a shotgun or something. I guess men don't think like that, right? Like, you're not worried that you're going to be, like, fucking killed, and already you're, like, in the victim position, blindfolded. You can't see anybody.
Well, I saw the dude coming into the house, and I watched him walk in, you know?
Right.
I'm a pretty big guy. I don't think he's going to do anything to me, but... And I was just in the mood to suck some cock, you know.
Yeah, let me ask you this, though, because I always get nervous for you poor guys that are living, like, these double lives, and I always think of these crazy things. Like, what happens if you died tragically tomorrow by accident, you know, in this freak thing, and, like, your girl had to go, or your kids, or your ex-wife had to go through all your stuff and put shit together, and, you know, are you smart about hiding this stuff, or is this all on your phone and in your computer? Like, where do you do this business?
Yeah, I mean, I do have, like, you know, I usually use my telephone to get online. So, I guess there's always going to be a trail.
Right.
I call it my bitch bag if I need to get, you know, dressed up still. Because, you know, after that, my neighbor got me doing it, I kind of like it, you know.
Oh, so you have what you call a bitch bag, and in that bitch bag you have like bras and panties and shit like that you could dress up for other dudes?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you do that with your girl?
I want to, but I'm afraid to ask her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you might not want to.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have her like fuck me with a strap on, but I'm afraid to lose her, you know?
Yeah, you know, I had a boyfriend once that wanted that, and I thought, I was like, you know, like, what the fuck does that mean? And he told me, like, his last girlfriend wanted to do that, and I was like, is he trying to hint to me, you know? I mean, you could always feel her out, like, in a weird way like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I really dig this chick, and, you know, I just don't want to, I mean, she's cool. I've done shit with her. I mean, I got her to squirt. I mean, I've got really good
and
dancing.
She was never able to squirt before?
No, I mean, I've got really good techniques I've learned, and she's tough because, I mean, you know, most girls come real easy. She's a hard one to make come, but I got her to squirt and she loves it, you know.
Right, but let me ask you this. Do you use condoms when you're with these dudes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, cool. And so she, like, so you just said before, like, you're very masculine. Like, if I was sitting next to you in a bar, or your guy friends, or your children, or your ex-wife, or even this girl, like, if they found out that this was your deal, would they be totally shocked?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no sign of it, and you're right. Like, where's that bitch bag? Where do you keep that bitch bag? I always get nervous for things like that, because that's like the shit that gets you in trouble.
I live by myself, so, but, you know.
Yeah, but how do you know she has to? Doesn't she ever go to your house and wait for you or any shit like that?
No, not yet.
How long have you been dating? 4 years?
I just moved into this place, so she hasn't really been in here, so she's good.
Okay, make sure that bitch bag is, like, really hidden, or, like, I don't know, you know? Because how are you going to, like, what are you going to say about that?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to I definitely got to maybe, like, put it somewhere else or get rid of it or something, yeah.
So you like, though, to still, so you're still, when you cruise guys on Craigslist and shit, I mean, I think it's really interesting that you get into the whole anonymous thing. So you like to be blindfolded and you let these guys know, and then they come over and they just blow you, and then.
Well, no, they don't blow me. I want to blow them.
Oh, blindfolded.
See, now I'm at the point where, like, he got me to be, like, a basically like a cocksucker, you know?
Right, you like to be like the slave, like you like to be the submissive.
Yeah, I want to get good at sucking dick, you know.
Well, you could deep throat. Yeah, you just have to learn. You could deep throat, right? You said.
Yeah, and I mean, I do a good job. I only get them to come, but I just gotta learn to swallow. And I don't know if I really want to swallow anyway. I'm cool with it just shooting in my mouth. You know?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you like it when someone swallows for you? Like, what do you prefer? Like, do you give a shit? Does your girlfriend swallow or not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Imagine if she said, oh, hold on, right after you came and she went and, like, you know, gagged in the toilet. How would you feel? I don't know.
Ideally, I'd like to find, like, you know, another, you know, like, shit, my neighbor that from before, he ended up moving away and, you know.
I was going to ask how that ended.
I would love to find, you know, another, you know, just have, you know, one guy just, you know, work there, you know, as needed.
Right, because it's like any kind of booty call or long-term sexual relationship. Like, you learn more from those people because you could communicate and talk and really get to know each other and help each other out with stuff.
Exactly. And to me, I'm not about anything but, you know, the cock, you know. I mean, I want to be a good cocksucker, and I want to, you know, take it any way he wants to give it to me, you know. But like I said, I'm very masculine, and no one would know that I do this. You know?
What do you do for a living?
I'm an electrician.
You're an electrician. And so you have it, besides that one friend when you were younger and your neighbor, have you come into contact with anyone else you know, or basically every other dude is like a stranger to you?
No, I haven't really know. I mean, nobody knows. Actually, my wife worked with this gay guy once, and we had a Christmas party, and then I did walk out and out. It was like upstairs balcony. Uh-huh. And I was just fucking with him. I walked out and was like stroking my cock so he could see it, you know.
but he
said something, but he didn't say, you know, he wasn't gonna rat me out, but you know, I was just fucking with him, you know.
Right, exactly. And so when your neighbor left, like, you guys didn't keep in contact?
Well, he moved out of state, so I mean, it's like that ain't happening anymore.
You're lucky you got out of that without getting caught. Like, neither one of your wives ever found out.
No, but I miss it, man. I mean, God, he used to fuck me so good. And it was just, I don't know.
It's chemistry, man. You just had really good chemistry with him. Plus, he was really huge. That's hard to find if you're only attracted to white guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I just my thing. It took me a lot just to, you know, to be able to suck a cock, you know.
Right, but now you love it.
Yeah, I mean, I like big cocks, you know. I mean,
big,
you know,
this,
yeah, the guy today was, you know, he wasn't anything special, but, you know, it was still nice.
Right. Do you make out with these guys? Like, is there a lot of, like, other kinds of stuff?
Definitely not. I wouldn't do that.
I always wonder. No way, right?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do that, you know what I mean? The only thing I like is, just like I said, is sucking cock, you know, I would have never thought I would like it, but it really is hot, you know.
Right, and you also did. I mean, your first experience with a man screwing you in the ass was with your neighbor, right?
Yeah. I mean, he told me to use the dildo first. And
where did you have that dildo? Was it your wife's, or was it? Did you just go and get one of your own?
No, actually, he bought me one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said use this, and then I had to go up another one, and then. you know, after I was able to do that, he said, I'd be ready. So.
Right.
And then he went easy on me at first, man, but God, it just felt so good, just, you know, just feeling him in me, you know.
And how many times, because he lived right next door, like how many times would you and him get together? A couple times, a weekly thing, a monthly thing?
Yeah, usually definitely like twice a week, and they'd fuck me, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'd blow him, you know, another time, you know.
Oh my God, your wives had no idea. This is what's so interesting to me when this shit is going down and nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Brokeback Mountain, but you guys didn't even have to go on fishing trips.
No, it's cool, but I mean, like I said, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he just had a huge cock, and I guess guys are big dicks, and they just do what they want, you know?
I don't know. I mean,
you know, I don't know. It's just like, you know, I mean, it's just like, you know, people get addicted to him, you know?
Yeah, but then the dressing up thing, he got you into it, and you like that. Like, you eventually...
Well, I mean, it was kind of hot because, you know, that's what I knew I had to do what I had to do to get that cock, you know?
Right, and that's what you like, and that's what you do. You use that in your fantasies now with these guys from Craigslist, like with the blindfolding, and then do you get into?
Yeah, that kind of takes me back to being his dirty little warrior.
Right, and how many people do you pick up on Craigslist? Do you do that on a regular basis?
Not very often, you know. Not very often.
No.
I call and usually you can call like chat lines, and I'll just, you know, do like some phone sex or something, but.
Oh, those chat lines really, yeah, a lot of people tell me about those chat lines. Like, but you don't ever, do you ever take it off of the chat line, or that's just something that you do is like phone sex?
Yeah, just the phone sex. And then, like I said, the Craigslist is just every blue moon thing, you know?
Is it what?
It's every blue moon, every now and then.
Every blue moon. Yeah. I mean, I put advertise in there, and I can't tell you the kinds of stories and the kind of people I get. I mean, everybody's on there looking for shit. And I feel like I said, the gay guys or the bi guys are luckier because there's, you know, other dudes are on there like you looking for the same thing. There's not a lot of women, though, unless they're hookers or escorts. It's, you know, it's hard to find a legit girl on there.
It seems like, you know, if you do, like you said, they are hookers or escorts, because if you're out. Respond to one on the women's side. It's typically a service or something like that.
Yeah. And so do you ever, like, I mean, do you feel like being with these men, it's just a totally different thing? Like, when you go home to screw your girl or you're screwing your girl, like, does one take away from the other, or does it add, or is it just two totally separate things?
To me, it's two totally separate things, you know.
And you love it equally, both?
Yeah, I mean, I love being with a woman more, but I love, you know, feeling of a cock in my mouth and knowing that you know, that I made him come, and I did a good enough work for it to shoot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's just like, I don't know, feels like I did something, you know? And I learned to basically be a bottom, and I like pleasing my man, you know?
Right. But you have that same feeling for a woman, too?
Absolutely. And I'm, like I said, I'm very good. Like I said, I got some of the been told my hands are amazing, you know. I can do stuff, more things with my hands, and get women that become more ways than they've ever had. I'm not bullshitting on that. So.
No, I believe you, because some people can't squirt. Like, your girl never squirted before, and you were the first one that got her to?
Yeah, and she's hard to even make to come anyway, you know.
To come regularly. So that must make you feel, does that give you that same sort of satisfaction of, like, you know, giving a great blowjob to somebody? You're just like a pleaser. You like to please.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I do. I guess that's true.
And do you ever get worried about getting caught?
No, I really don't. I would love to have, you know, be with my girlfriend and, you know, have her, you know, see me sucking on a big cock, or, you know, getting fucked, sucking a cock or something.
Yeah, that's a hard call.
I'm afraid I'd lose her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what kind of girl is she? Is she like, you know, like, what's her deal? What does she do for a living?
She works in the fashion industry.
Right. And she's really hot. You said on a scale of 1 to 10, yeah, what is she?
She's like an 8. She's like 10 years younger than me, so.
Right. And you guys...
And,
go on.
Go ahead.
No, you go on.
No, I mean, and she's really cool. Like, so she's got she's got this... Her pussy, I mean, I like shitty pussy, but her... She's an Italian girl, and when she has some hair on her pussy, it smells so good.
You like?
If I could bottle that smell, it's just amazing. You know, I'd use it as perfume.
pussy perfume.
No, I mean, it's just like, every girl's got their own scent, but I mean, hers is just amazing.
Right. And do you think you're going to marry this one too? Are you looking to get married ever again, or no?
Yeah, I'd probably marry her again. Yeah, she wants me to. to get married soon, but I just got divorced, so it's got to be a little bigger.
Right. How long you been divorced for?
Divorced for 2 years, but we've been separated for, or haven't been together for going on 6, I guess.
Right. So, like, you've never, like, I mean, a part of you would love to sort of be open and let this sort of side of you show to your girl, but you don't think she'd be into it, right? I mean, it'd be hard to find a girl that totally would be.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to lose her, you know. I mean, she's made comments before about, you know, fucking me with a strap on. So, I mean,
oh,
maybe
really?
I just let her do that. Yes, I mean, I don't know. She's made comments like every guy, I think you're watching Pulp Fiction or something. She goes, made a comment like she goes like, oh, every guy wants to be fucked with a strap on, you know.
Right.
And you know, so she's made comments like that, so I mean that would be nice.
Yeah, that you gotta take one of the that's like your when she makes those weird comments, like that's when you need to that's like the window of opportunity that kind of shit like, happens. You know what I mean?
Like what should I have said? So yeah, I mean that would be kinda cool.
No, you should have been like, really? Like have you ever done that? Like you were I don't know. Like I don't you know, like you could say that you're open like, you know, I think if it comes up in the right way, I dated a guy that like he was like totally into having things in his ass. I never fucked him in the ass with anything, mm-hmm. but he wanted stuff inside his ass, and I don't think he was gay or you know, but he was just open minded. So I think when she says something like that, you have to be like, yeah, you think like, did you ever do that? Like what you know, and act like sort of naive about it, but open to maybe trying.
Yeah, I'll have to try that because, I mean, like I said, it'd be cool. I mean, ideally, that's kind of what I want, you know what I mean? And
right.
And then we can do whatever, you know? I mean, I just like to have fun, basically, you know?
Right.
I like women more. I mean, I do love, I mean, I've really started to enjoy sucking dick. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm a fag. I guess maybe it does, but...
you know, people would say different. It definitely means you're bi. I think a lot of straight men that are, like, homophobic would be like, you suck a dick, you're... fucking gay, like, but I don't think so. I think like there's a difference between being bisexual and being homosexual or heterosexual. Do you know what I mean?
I think you're right on that. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you've never fallen in love with a guy. You just like to use guys for sex.
I would never even kiss him. I would think that's gross.
Right. It's more you women. Know? So I think that that's just straight up bisexual. And like, I think that you know a lot of people. Are bisexual. You know, if there's a scale and some people are totally homosexual and some people are totally heterosexual, and a lot of people fall in the middle of that scale. That's what I believe. You're very 50-50.
And I think a lot of people are just lying to themselves.
They're, totally.
You know, they lie. I mean, it's cool. They don't, you know, it's cool for guys to see two girls kissing or making out, and that's fucking hot, you know, but, you know, God forsake, there's two guys together, you know.
Oh yeah, you want to know how many guys? I used to have a male co-host on, but he doesn't do it with me anymore. But he owns a gay bar. He's a straight guy, but he admitted to being blown by a tranny. And then I can't tell you after like he copped to it, and I had all these guys on my podcast calling up like copping to getting blown by trannies and shit. Like I asked a lot of my guy friends, and I can't tell you how many people copped to it. Either they copped to actually having it happen, or they were
interested. I had it happen to me too.
You too, right?
I did it once. Yeah.
You did, right?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of guys.
Yeah.
I told a guy recently I was dating because I was like, oh, did you ever, like, were you ever into, like, and he was like, maybe being blown by a tranny. I'm like, okay, like, are you into dudes? He's like, no, not at all. I said, well, if we watched, like, if I put on a gay porn, right, and I turned it on and I put my hand on your dick, like, do you think you'd get hard at all? And he was like, oh, no, like, maybe I just would because it just sucks. I was like, okay, whatever. There you go. Like, right there, that fucking test, you know, I think a lot of men might be slightly bi, just like a lot of women are, and it doesn't mean anything. I think people are so freaked out that it means that you're totally gay or changes whatever, but maybe it doesn't, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know what I mean? It's bottom line is you just, and as long as you're safe and you have fun, I don't think it matters.
Yeah, if you were fucking all these guys without condoms, I'd be like, oh my God, I would feel so
and
sorry
I'm
for
not, you. I'm not fucking anybody, you know what I mean? It's like, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
I mean, you know, and also, I haven't really been fucked in a long time, so I haven't had that happen really in a long time. I just started sucking cock again, you know.
Right, and you don't do that with a blowjob, do you?
No.
Right, you don't. But I don't think you can get anything from like putting a dick in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can get it something, but you know, like I said, and I'm not swallowing. So.
Right.
You know,
not
I mean,
yet.
You know,
not yet.
I mean, like I said, if it's a nice piece of meat, I might swallow it.
Right. And so
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, so this morning you got blown by a guy just coming to your house from Craigslist, and like,
what? No, I did the blowing.
I'm sorry, you did the blowing with the thing with the guy on Craigslist, but like, is that where you typically go, or you have places where you tap your foot too?
I mean, that tapping the foot thing is just universal. I haven't done that in years, but that still works. You know what I mean?
Right. So every now and then you'll go to Craigslist behind your girlfriend's back and do it. I think it's great. Like, listen, it's cool that you're like, would love to have this be a part of your relationship, and mm-hmm. so that you're not living like a totally separate life, but you definitely have to like wait for a moment. You guys drink together?
Yeah. I mean, she's cool, man. I do shit to her, like I sing her ass and I'm fucking her. I mean, we do some cool stuff, you know, and, you know, she, you know, and, you know, I tell her I'm unlocking her inner slut, and, you know, I mean, you know, she gets pretty turned on, you know.
Right. Does she ever, put her finger in your ass?
You know, I mean, you know, I mean, I lick her ass. Sometimes I just sit down and I just, you know, I have her, like, sit there and, like, just feed me her ass, so I just lick it, you know.
Right.
She goes back and forth on it and twirls it around. I mean, it's hot, you know, she's a hot girl.
Right, and see, we have
fun, it's, you know, I guess, I mean, not... Maybe we should just, you know, put on some porn or something, and maybe should bring up that strap on thing again, you know?
Yeah, or even like start off with like doing something with your ass. Like, this is what I don't get, why guys are so like ass phobic. Like, it's weird.
I fucked her in the ass, and I'm always looking.
Not her. No, I'm saying her. Like, I've asked guys, like, do you want me to put my finger in your ass? Like, I don't see why a guy wouldn't like that, because it feels so great for a woman. I mean, assholes are assholes. Like, I mean, if it feels good for me, why does it feel good for you?
So, exactly. Stick it the fuck in there. You know?
Does your girl do that to you?
No, I mean, she doesn't do that. I don't never ask her, you know, but.
Yeah, if you start with stuff like that, do you know what I mean? Because, I mean, what's the big deal, you know? Like, I don't think it's a big deal.
We do everything anyway. It's like I said, we're just, you know, that's the good thing about being with the same person. Whenever you learn new stuff about your partner, you know?
Yeah, that's like the guy that wanted to buy the butt plugs, one for me, one for him. Like, I mean, that's how it came up. I didn't just meet him, you know what I mean? It was after a long time of being with him and being very comfortable and being really open-minded that he was, like, into it. And he didn't give a shit what it meant or whatever. And I didn't think, oh, my God, you're gay. Like,
it doesn't mean anything. It just means you just like to have a little fun, you know?
And why? And, like, honestly, the way I, like, when guys are like, no way, get your finger away, and they're really, it's like, it doesn't make sense to me, because I think that, like, you know, what does it mean if you have something in your ass from a woman? Like, it's not the same. It doesn't mean you're gay, like the actual act. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, a girl goes down on a girl when she's having lesbian sex. But if a guy goes down on me, it's not lesbian sex. It's a guy going down on me. Do you understand? Like, so if a girl's putting something in your ass, it's not being a gay. It's just liking something in your ass.
Well, and then once you let it in there, you're like, I don't like it. Let it in. Let it in.
It feels
you know?
Good.
Feel it.
There's
feel
so many
it,
nerve
you know?
Endings in there. That's what people don't understand.
You know, like the guy's thing is, you know, the girl's always just let me stick the head in, you know. Well, that's all you need. Just the first inch inside, take that head and just twirl it around. It's just amazing, you know.
Yeah, you need to like get your girl drunk, or like whenever the next time she brings up that thing is, or talk about it, and just literally act like you're very naive, but you'd be kind of open to it, or like trying it, like, you know, act like you're like, you know.
Yeah, first time, right? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Don't ever let her know how experienced you are.
I like it when you're fucking a girl in her ass, you know, and she's like, oh, I've never done it before, but she dives it right in there, you know? Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, but it's, you know.
Yeah, you're going to have to be like a little bit. You're going to have to play the little, I don't know how good of an actor you are, but yeah, act like you don't really know. Or do it like when you're a little bit wasted or something, you know?
Yeah, right, we can play it off. It sounds cool.
Yeah, act like, you know, it's like by accident, you know, you're into it, and then you're really into it, and then you, but I mean, getting to like to the place where she would actually watch you get fucked by other guys and stuff, you know, I don't know. You know.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get there. Sometimes I just have this fantasy in my mind that I'm going to jerk off to, you know.
Yeah, sometimes fantasies are better to keep it, yeah, in your head.
Yeah,
because in reality,
yeah.
it might ruin your relationship to bring a third person in.
I don't want to do that. I'm like, I can see myself being with this girl anyway. So, and I don't think I'm fucked up. I think I'm a normal guy that, you know, hey, I'm being honest. You know, there's a lot of other guys out there that, that do this shit that they were like, oh, I don't do this, but you know, whatever.
Listen, Mike from Pennsylvania, this is what I do for a living. I listen to people like you. I don't think it's fucked up. Other people might think so, but people just think, first of all, people take sex so seriously and they, you know what I mean? Or they just think it's so like, whatever, you know, we're very prude in this country. I think a lot of people are doing a lot of things sexually that nobody knows about. That's like really interesting to me. That's why I have this show and people call on. And so you're no different than anybody else with your little thing that's happening. I don't think you're fucked up. I think you know exactly who you are and you're doing exactly what you want. You're being safe. You know, some people would be like, oh, my God, he's cheating on his girl. You know, but like, I don't get into that shit. You know, that's what you do. And I think, you know, once you're dating her, maybe, you know, 20 years from now, maybe you'll bring a third person into the equation. But right now, I think if, you know, you could get off on her doing stuff to you so you don't have to go out and do it with other guys, I think that would be great.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm headed. And my favorite guys out there is that, you know, it's like, is they're gonna like sucking a cock's not so bad. Don't knock it till you try it. I mean, I tell you, you find it. I mean, some of them are beautiful, you know.
Let me tell you, you get over
that. I mean, just close your eyes and just work it, and it's.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to know how many guys love to suck cock or are looking to do it by how many hits I get on this podcast. I could, you know, I could look at the analytics all the time. And it's so interesting to me that the more taboo or like, you know, the more hits it gets. And like, it's like people are listening, not just because they're interested. I think it's because it's like maybe a fantasy, you know, they could relate in a way. So it'll be interesting to see how many people download this. I mean, I'm going to title it something so that people know, and then we'll see how many guys are really. I think that there's a lot of guys like you. It's just that it's so not accepted that people don't cop to it at all.
Well, you just got to be safe, man. I'm not saying, you know, just, I don't, you know, go out and do, you know, just got to be safe. And it'd be great to finally see that one guy that I had, and he's really been the only guy that's really, really fucked me, but.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's the way to go, and it's, you know, you just got to be safe and have some fun, you know, and do what you know.
Do the three taps, because in any bathroom you do a three tap, you could get a free blowjob.
Absolutely, and I bet that shit still works, you know. I mean, I know that shit still works to this day, you know.
Did you ever do a glory hole?
Go to any mall and do that. What'd you say about a glory hole?
Like, did you ever go into, do they have those in these rest stops too?
Yeah,
right?
I used to have work in a mall, and there used to be a glory hole in there too. And, you know,
mall. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, at every mall in America, they have public restrooms. And then, you know, there's always, that's what you do to free cafe.
Interesting.
Or any like department store, like, you know, like a JCPenney's or like a Macy's or anyway, there's always a restroom in those places. It happens everywhere.
And that's where it's going down.
Yeah, everywhere. I mean, today, I mean, you can go to anyone locally in your area and someone's getting blown today in one of those places.
Interesting. I mean, live in New York. Next time I go to one of these like places, I'm going to go in the men's department. I'm just going to like sit in front of them. I'm just going to see the guys going in and out.
Yeah, just watch. Yeah, I mean, that's not so much the men's department. A lot of times they'll be like, bathrooms like maybe on two levels.
Right.
One's you're gonna know. One's gonna be like you said. Just kind of hang out there.
Yeah.
And you go there around lunchtime, and you'll just see the traffic coming in and out. You know?
Really? And it doesn't have to be on the men's section, is what you're saying?
No. It's not so much in the men's section. It's just wherever they have it. Like each place will have like a public restroom. You know.
Like
even Macy's or whatever they are. You know, I mean Nordstrom's. Somewhere in wherever those places are, any place like that, there's a public restroom, you know, and there's probably two of them in there somewhere, but one of them's probably more cruisier than others, you know.
Right.
And then, you know, you find it, and you, especially around lunchtime, you can just watch the traffic.
And they go in for a little bit longer than just a whiz. I mean, if a guy's going in just to pee, he's in and out, right? These guys are in there.
Yeah, I mean, if guys are in there longer than 5 minutes, something's going down, or they're waiting for something to go down, you know. Yeah, you're waiting there for someone to sit next to you, you know?
Right. Oh,
and then,
right.
And then it's on, you know, you give them a signal or something. I haven't done that in years, but I know that still happens.
For sure it has to. And you say lunchtime is a big time that people go?
I would think so, you know what I mean?
Interesting. You know? All right, dude. You know, I love this kind of information.
And then the glory holes, like I said, I used to, when I was younger, used to be a glory hole in the mall, and I used to, you know, go there and you know, get sucked off there too, you know.
Interesting. Yeah, I would never. I mean, I know in my mind, like, I think that these things exist, but it's always great when I actually hear, like, the real deal from somebody.
Oh, man,
like,
it's happening all over, you know? I mean, in every store like that across America today, there's probably somebody getting blamed right now, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Like I said, the next
like
time
Sears,
I'm shopping.
Sears, all kinds, you know, all those types of stores, you know?
Right. In any podunk town, I mean, it's not like it has to be in a big
city. Anywhere. And then even like sometimes public libraries, the same thing, you know?
Really?
You know, it just happens. You know, you just got it. It just depends, you know? But usually like the malls and stuff like that, there's always something going on there. And it's just do the tap thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Find the end stall, you know, and do the tap thing. A lot of times Home Depot's. A lot of shit goes on in his Home Depot.
Oh, I'm sure, because there's a lot of dudes there. So, you know, I could be, like, dating a guy, and he goes to the bathroom for too long, and I got to be like, oh, maybe he just got blown by another dude.
Yeah, well, maybe he just got some dick up his ass, you know?
It's so bad.
Maybe he just got what he needed, you know?
Yeah, you just don't know. Now that I know that all this shit goes down, I just like, you know, I'm just like, oh my God, you know, you never know what somebody's doing when they leave the table or when they're hanging out with your next door neighbor. I mean, look at what you were doing with your neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely. And it happens, you know, I mean, it's happening all over.
Totally. That's what I hear on my show all the time. Stories.
And I've done, you know, I've done service calls where I fuck girls. You know what I mean?
You know, what do you mean service calls?
Like when I'm an electrician, so I've done like service calls and fuck the customer. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, and how does that? I mean, you know, we all hear that in a fantasy, but how does that really go down? You're there, and like, does the woman hit? Like, how do you get the green light from the woman?
Usually, like, you know, they're wearing, you know, it's in the morning or something. They're like in a rag, and all of a sudden, you know. You get a seared tits or something, something along those lines, you know.
For real?
Yeah.
That, like, these women are just looking to screw some strange electrician that comes into their house?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it happened to me twice. So, I mean,
twice?
You know, yeah. Two different times.
Interesting. And you just fuck them? Like, what did you do to them?
Oh, I mean, I love getting a woman off. So, but anyway, I love licking the ass, eating pussy. I do it all. So anyway, I got her to come a couple of times, and then I fucked her, you know.
Really? In her house while her husband was gone?
Yeah, and then she made me breakfast.
And, like, when you guys are talking, eating breakfast, is she like, oh, yeah, my husband sucks in bed, or I'm just so horny?
Yeah,
and like, what does she say?
She's like, this woman, she's like, oh, I haven't come like that in years. And, you know, whatever, you know. I mean, I guess, you know, nobody's, like I said, to me, I think you're married and you just get tired of fucking the same thing, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? Even when you get, like, I heard recently that, like, in old age homes, like, or old age communities, like, there's, like, they have this thing with the garage where if your garage is open, you're open for, like, free sex. And, like, there's so much, like, the biggest, like, amount of STDs is in those kind of communities because, like, those people are just getting it on all over town with everybody. I mean, everyone's just fucking everyone.
Old folks?
Yeah. Like, in Florida, old folks, like, communities. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, totally. It's because everyone was, like, so married and so, like, I get it, you know. I've never been married. I've been more single than in relationships, so I've sort of lived my life that way. But, you know, when you're with the same person, I think most people, you know, it's hard to stay into the same, just the same person.
Yeah, especially after, like, 20 years, it's tough, man. It's like, you know, it's the same shit. Your pussy feels the same, you know. I'm probably going not in the same situation, you know.
Totally.
I mean, it's just boring, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So you're like...
So that's why I'm divorced and I'm moving on and, you know.
Well, good for you. You sound like
sucking a little dick on my way, but...
All right, well, you know, I always have people call back in with, like, updates. So let us know or, like, let me know and send me an email. We'll have you back on when you and your girl, like, when she fucks you in the ass or you ever get into that with her.
Yeah, I hope I can, man. Then I'll get what I really want, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Let me know. Keep me posted and good luck with that.
All right,
thanks for your stories. It was interesting.
All right, talk to you.
Thanks, Mike. Bye.
All right, bye.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? To anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story
and your anonymous name.
And remember, everything is strictly anonymous.
Strictly anonymous.